The scribes and the Pharisees are making themselves out to be honored for their exterior action. And the warning that Jesus gives today, call no one rabbi, no one father, call no one master, correspond to the three persons in the Holy Trinity, have you noticed? Call no one else, no, call no one rabbi, the Holy Spirit, teacher, right? I will give you a new spirit who will teach you all things. The Father. Master, you have one master, the Christ, Jesus. So what we see is they're usurping the role of the Trinity. They're usurping the place of the Trinity, receiving and taking to themselves these titles, which basically Jesus says are for God and God alone. What does he say? Because if we exalt ourselves, we will be humbled, right? If we make more of ourselves than what we are, we will be humbled. An exaggeration of self, pride, deprecation, it's just a lie. It's not true. And if we try to exalt ourselves by speaking lies about ourselves, we will find ourselves back in the place of truth. But if we humble ourselves, if we simply speak the truth of who we are, Jesus says, we will be exalted. Because, my brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter is that you have been redeemed, have you not? By the blood of the Lamb, you have been washed clean. You become a new creation. All of this is God exalting you in grace. He's given you the gift of the Holy Spirit to abide within you. St. Paul reminds us, are you unaware, my brothers and sisters, that you have become a temple, a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit of God? It's not because of what you've done. It's because the acceptance of the truth of who you are. I am creature. He is the creator. He is the savior, and I am the one who is saved. He is God, and I am not. To speak the truth about who we are is a starting place in need of redemption. The truth of who we are, that we are not God, allows God then to bless us, to pour into our life, to exalt us, to lift us up in redemption. Was Jesus a liar when he said that those who follow after him will do even greater things than he did? You know how many people supposedly St. Patrick raised from the dead? Not one, not two. It's like 50-some people in his lifetime, I think, if not more, from the dead. We know of Jesus having done it only a few times in the gospel texts. It's not that St. Patrick is greater than Jesus. It's because St. Patrick humbly knew who he was. And in humility, knowing who he was, God exalted him to do great and wonderful things. You know, I don't want to start a whole nother homily. I will not. I promise you, I will not start another homily. But this is the thing. If we truly know ourselves in humility, the truth of who we are, nothing more, nothing less, then God can ask us to do the most humbling of things and the greatest of things. You see, when we don't operate in the truth of who we are, We have this kind of self-deprecating Catholic kind of spirituality that is very common. Grew up with it, very common, right? We will be fine about God asking us to do junk, right? We will be fine. We will put up with all sorts of things, and we will take it and accept that cross, and we will say all sorts of things, you know, like, God be glorified, you know, this is all God's will, and I will do those things. And yet, when that same God calls you to heal someone, you will refuse. You will not participate in the greatness that he has invited you to, because you're not even operating in truth when you're doing those humble things. God, call me to all of these humble things. Do it, please. Invite me to the lowest place and all of these things, but do not call me to greatness. There's a messed up thing in there about how we see ourselves. A person who knows himself in truth, nothing more, nothing less, will be able to do the humblest of things and also the greatest of things. Why? Because they know it's not them, and it's about the one who has met them, and is all glory to God. All glory to God. Jesus washes the feet of his apostles. They don't think anything about it. They're like, that's... You know, he's just a good guy, right? It was one of the humblest acts that a Jewish man could ever do. And he's fine and cool doing it because he knows exactly who he is. And he also raised people from the dead. Lazarus, come forth. Because he's operating in truth. The body of Christ, my brothers and sisters, the humility of truth that we are called for, to start in that place, will give the opportunity for God to be glorified in us. Do you want God to be glorified in you? Then you must know who you are exactly and be willing to operate in extraordinary ways. Amen.